You're listening to the audio production of Keep It Shut, Audio Bible Studies by Karen Eamon, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio Bible studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Keep It Shut includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter as well as relevant material from other sources.
So glad that you have decided to join us for our study of Keep It Shut. Together we are going to be learning a lot about what the Bible says about how we use our words with our friends, with our family, with our coworkers, when we should use no words at all. And I am so excited not only that you're going to be learning, but I'm going to be learning right along with you because I have totally not mastered this hold your tongue thing, keep it shut thing. There are often times I have to bite down on my tongue too. So we are all in this together as we decide to commit to changing how we speak to people if we've been having a little trouble with it. Or maybe you're one of those quiet ones that needs to learn how to speak up sometimes. All the different ways we use our words, we're going to explore together. So let's go ahead and get started. I sat all alone in the lunchroom that day in my middle school, fiddling with the peas and carrots on my plastic lunch tray, thinking about how different things had been just a week earlier. A week earlier when I was allowed to sit at the cool table with all of the popular kids. But then it happened, my banishment from the group of popular kids in the eighth grade. No longer was I able to sit with them at lunch. None of them talked to me in the hallway. None of them invited me to slumber parties anymore. What happened to get me voted off of the middle school island? I used my words in a very bad way. You see, I was the school sports reporter for the newspaper, and a few days before this, I had been visiting with a group of the cool boys, interviewing them about a basketball game, when the conversation turned from basketball to girls and who liked who. Well, there was one boy in particular that I thought was rather foxy, which is what we said back then in the 80s. And he was talking and mentioning that he might ask my friend Janet to the spring dance. Now, I had a little juicy piece of information about Janet because, you see, my friend Bill Warner had been with her at the dance in the fall, and when no chaperones were looking, they snuck under the bleachers and they stole a kiss. So I had this little secret about them, and I also had a little more information about the kiss. Bill Warner said that he thought Janet kissed like a fish. Now, I should have kept that to myself, but I saw my opportunity. So I piped up and told this guy standing in front of me, "You might want to reconsider taking Janet to the dance because Bill Warner thinks she kisses like a fish." Well, the boys all burst out in laughter, and I was pretty sure that I had reached my goal of not only getting him to not ask Janet to the dance, I was pretty sure he was going to ask me. Not. A few days later, he not only asked Janet to the dance, he told her what I said. So she gathered all the popular girls, they marched up to Bill Warner and confronted him with this piece of information. And he did what any smart person would do if a bunch of junior high girls were headed their way. He lied. And he said he never said it. So then they turned the anger on me because they thought I made the whole thing up. And I hadn't, but I had repeated something I shouldn't have said. My little middle school drama taught me an important lesson. Words are powerful and they have consequences. I went to Colorado Springs in the summer of 2013. I'd been there a few times before and I always loved the descent into the airport.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?